When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Noon hour, Victory Monday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to Mark Spain. Guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles. Just a couple of minutes. Hey, we're going to get the phone lines open at 12:40 as well for Falcons fans. And it's going to be a little bit of a different vibe than it was last week when we took phone calls from Falcons fans. Man. Never before has there been a more, and I don't blame anybody because we're the exact same way, but never before has there been.
No, we were not. I was positive. They were mad at me for being positive.
Oh, yeah, that's true. People are like, what's going on
What's going on already? Man, has he had some moonshine this morning? Like, is he coming straight from the Golden Nugget to work?
We almost were.
Yeah, damn near.
Wasn't far off.
Yeah.
But anyway, the vibe will probably, maybe not. Maybe people will be furious about yesterday as well. I really have no idea.
How was the flight?
Didn't seem like it. The was fine.
Okay.
Now, it was delayed.
Yeah.
Because of just the coldest weather that part of.
That's cold as you ever been?
No, I guess Boston for a couple years, but it's the coldest I've been in a while. Mm-hmm. And I just don't really like it. I don't really like being cold like that. So, I mean, I live here. Get like that all that often. And if it does, I just stay inside. But we were in New York City for 2 days. And yesterday it was like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
And we wanted to see stuff. I mean, you're there to see stuff, mm-hmm. right? So we walked.
Yep.
A lot of miles.
Yep.
And it was real cold.
Yep.
So
that's good.
But toughen up, I guess.
She had a good time.
Oh, dude.
That's all that matters.
It was just.
It's great.
So I bought tickets to a play, a musical. For our anniversary back in August, the musical was Saturday night. Our favorite band, the Avett Brothers, who I've talked about a bit on the show. Maybe some people out there listen to them. Maybe not everybody does, but really good band from North Carolina. We love them. We see them every chance we get. Their music was adapted into a play. So a writer wrote a musical using just their music to do a play. Right? So we love the band, thought it would be a cool anniversary gift, got her tickets to it. Again, months ago, got tickets to this show. And the show debuted maybe like 6 weeks ago or whatever, and it wasn't doing great. Like, they weren't getting, it started off pretty good, and then they weren't selling a lot of tickets. So got an email 3 weeks ago that the show was going to close the Saturday before we went to New York. So the 15th was going to be the last play, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going on the 21st. That means we weren't going to get to see it. Which would have been very disappointing. So we were just going to cancel our trip. I was like, we're going up there for this play. If the play's not going to happen, maybe we'll save the money. Like, we had the insurance on the, I had the tickets refunded. They gave me the money back. We were going to get the money. We got the insurance on the hotel. We were going to transfer the plane tickets for another trip later on, whatever. And we were like this close to doing it. And they were like, you know what? I don't know. New York at Christmas would be fun.
It is.
I've never really been there.
It is.
We can go see the Rockefeller tree or whatever, and we did all that. So we kept the tickets, and then the next week got an email from the theater, and they were like, good news. After we announced the closing, there was a surge of interest, so we're going to extend the run for 2 more weeks. So great. So now we're at least going to get to see the show. Midweek last week, there started to be rumors online that the band was maybe going to be there for one of the shows this weekend to see it. To maybe, I don't know, drum up interest, whatever it is. So we're like, well, that would be cool. seems like if you're going to be at a show, Saturday would probably be the show that you would go to.
Right.
But that's also us wanting that to be true because that's the show we were going to go to. So as the week's going on, it's kind of more hints that maybe it would be Saturday. We get up Saturday morning. We saw on Instagram that they were in New York. It was like, it's going to be tonight. Like, they're going to be there tonight. So we get to the theater, and we sit in our seats. We had good seats. It was if we're going to do it, you know what I mean? Like, get good ones. So we're sitting pretty close, and the guy in front of us is a big fan of theirs as well, and we're kind of talking to him. And the guy behind us was from North Carolina as well. So, like, North Carolina very well represented in the Tar Heels played at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. So there was a lot of North Carolina people in New York. And we're sitting there. I'm talking to this guy, and he goes, oh, there's Seth. Seth is one of the two Avery brothers. Literally sat across the aisle from us, like from me to you, right here, 5 feet. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. That guy right there, like one of my favorite musicians in the entire world. And then their bass player's like two rows behind us. And so we sat there and watched the play. And it was great. I thought it was great. I mean, I hope that, I don't know, maybe there's a miracle that can happen and the play can extend, whatever. But so we did that. And then at the end of it, they brought him up there and they played a couple songs. And that was really fun because we love seeing them play and they're great live. So they did a couple songs. And then the final song they played, they're just like going nuts and running up and down the aisle and singing and hugging. And I'm on the aisle right there. Scott Avett, who's like one of my favorite musicians in the whole world, just full bro hug, just full embrace. And that was incredible.
That's awesome.
Like, and yeah, so I mean, I don't know. For a couple people that are diehards of that band, I don't know how it could get any better.
That's awesome, dude. Now, did you turn her on, or she turned you on to it? Or y'all just...
Well, liked them. Now, she had probably been more of a diehard, because she knew them for a long time, because they were kind of small in North Carolina when she was in college and all that. I knew of them, and I liked them. And then we got together, and she kind of was, you know, probably upped the... Right. But then I think we've sort of combined to sort of take it to nerd level. But yeah, it was... it was crazy. Once in a lifetime, it was beautiful. That was my anniversary gift to her. So I was like, I don't know how I'm ever going to top this. She was like, you're not. You're never going to top it.
Yeah, you will.
I was like, well, but you know what? I can ride that out for a few years. Like, that's...
oh, dude.
I'm going to try to top it. Dude, I'm going to try to top it. But how do you top that?
Dude, you talking about some hellified husband credit?
Credit. Ooh. That's credit.
We got to...
I don't know that I've ever actually earned credit before.
Dude.
But I earned credit. Point where Sunday, yesterday, we're walking around, and we wander into a sports bar because I want to watch a Falcons game. I want to see Penix debut. And she's like, you know, I think I'm going to go shopping. You want to stay here and drink, and I'll just go shop? And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do.
Awesome.
You go do that.
Now, you know you use some of that credit, right, with that one?
That was a little bit.
Yeah,
that was a little bit of the credit.
Yeah, you ain't 100 vested. Now, you probably about 80%.
But I wasn't, like, hammered when she came back, so I didn't completely cash in all the credit. Okay. You know what I mean? If I would have been standing on the bar when she came back, that might have been all the credit at once.
New York City. That
might have been.
That's good. I'm glad y'all had fun, man.
It was incredible.
Glad y'all
it was
had
absolutely incredible. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. NFL No Huddle, every single day to kick off the noon hour. Mondays, we go back-to-back NFL No Huddles. Let's get back into what the Falcons were able to do yesterday behind Michael Penix. Here's Raheem Morris talking about his first start.
Really rallied behind a young man. He went out and played almost flawless football and kept the game really clean and kept everything clean for us in order for us to get a win. I was really pleased with the efforts today.
I thought it was great.
18 of 27, I think. Four of those were drops.
Yes, they were.
So very easily could have been 22 of 27.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have had a couple touchdowns as well. I mean, if he keeps playing like that, the stats will follow. But for a debut, pretty clean.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are awful.
I think that helps.
I thought that Michael was poised. I thought Zach did a good job of getting the play call in early, so it wasn't anything he had to rush to adjust and everything. Like, he had complete control in the snap count. They won a lot of hard count, Andy, and he was able to, they would do a lot of double counts and everything like that. Thought he was really good at that. Obviously, finding windows, not forcing the football was one of my biggest things.
Yeah, I don't think there were too many throws in danger.
No.
Right?
No, they could have been.
Yeah.
But, like, again, he's tucking and running. He's got to get that time clock. Is still got to speed up a little bit when everything is covered and him sitting waiting for something to go and waiting for somebody to get open. Go get them 4 or 5 dirty yards. All right? Go get those yards. Don't sit there trying to wait for somebody to come open. But, yeah, I thought he did an excellent job zipping the ball in there across the middle. The one play to Moody to get him down there before the touchdown to Bijan was outstanding. Just an outstanding throw by him. The one – to the first play of the game, Ray, you got to catch the ball. I mean, it was a great route, great play action, booted the ball to his strong, dominant hand, and he just lasered it. But the guy drops it, and obviously, like you said, a few more drops on it. But then, you know, for seven to run away the ball the way he ran, dude, that, I mean, just the fact is that he looks like it stopped. And mm-hmm. then there he finds this little crease. Mm-hmm. And his acceleration through that little crease is excellent. Like Ross said in the clip we played earlier, hell, every time he touches the ball, I think he's going.
I know. And he still hasn't broken a big one yet.
Yes.
Still the long run yesterday was 14.
Yes.
It just feels like at some point in the final couple games, with the way he's playing and his vision and how explosive he is, there's gotta be like a 70-yarder in
there. Yes. You're like, oh. Because
he's got that breakaway speed if he gets out, right?
Yes, he can go.
We never see him quite get past that last guy. Whenever he does, you know, he makes those great breaks and all that, it's inside the red zone and he gets in the end zone, which is great. I mean, he got in the end zone twice yesterday. But yeah, no, Bijan is playing at his peak right now. Like, he's playing as good as he's played in 2 years.
Yes.
Which, it's nice if you're a rookie quarterback to have that guy to hand it to.
Yes.
It's nice to have, and Darnell Mooney, I guess, was sick yesterday, so he's under the weather, still playing pretty good. It's nice to have Drake London to throw the football to. That throw he made to Chris Blair.
Oh, my God.
Like,
to keep him away from getting his head split?
Right, because if he would have let him,
yes,
that would have been Chris Blair's first and last catch of the season. Instead, it was his first catch of his career. He let him right back into the field, and he was able to get down, and they pick up 17 yards on that throw. But, yeah, no, it's very exciting.
Yeah, good player, man.
Very exciting.
Good player. The defense,
to have him come
in
and play like that.
Look at what they did.
Biggest Judon, win of the year, by the way, 27 points.
Judon probably going to win defensive player of the week.
You think so?
Yeah, sack.
Okay.
A couple tackles. Pick six.
Love it.
Why not?
Yeah, give it to him.
Why not? Why not? But I thought, you
about
know,
time.
The tone was set by Jesse Bates, though. Jesse Bates set the tone for the whole game because it was dull. It was dragging.
It was.
That long drive.
They miss a field goal. The Giants score.
They take that long-ass drive.
A lot of drops early for the Falcons. Yes. I know it was. It was like, yeah, this game doesn't have to go
it
like
does
this.
Not. It does not. That was my first thought, Andy. I was like, come on, man. Don't be like this right now, Falcons. And then obviously Jesse Bates gets the party started, and they didn't look back after that. They just went down. Now, the biggest thing that I was hoping for, you remember when they got the ball right before halftime, I was like, please, be greedy. Be greedy. Be greedy. Be greedy. And they were greedy, and Kyle Pitts dropped the damn ball.
Yeah.
And he dropped, and eight drops the ball. And I don't know what it is, but he needed to get his head out of his ass. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just what it is. Because to me, that's how he's playing.
Yeah.
Like he's pouting or something.
I don't know.
And it is pouting because your playing time is being cut and all those different things. You're not getting the ball. Then you need to do better, and you need to figure out why I'm not getting the ball. Because to me, and that's what irritates me the most about this dude, is that this dude has so many gifts. He's a very talented athlete, but he can't play football worth a damn. All right?
Yeah. Well, that's not great.
No. And I'm talking about right now in his current state. I'm not talking about his previous stop. I'm talking about right now, the way he's playing. Like, he can't play damn football.
Well, I mean, when they got, Warner is, I mean, he's out there a lot.
Yes.
And for a reason.
He's a backup. He's the backup to Charlie Warner.
Yeah. But they got Ross Dwelly out there now, too.
Like, I saw both of them on the field at one time.
They were.
I was like, without
him. I think they scored a touchdown on that play.
Yes. I'm like, damn.
Dwelly was like the fullback kind of position, and they brought Warner in motion. Where's Pitts?
Where's he at?
Oh, he's over there watching.
Oh, he's over there. Okay.
He's over there with Kirk hanging out.
Well, I see why it's playing time cut. Remember that game? I was like, well, 30 plays out of 70.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, and now you got a left-handed quarterback with Caleb McGarry protecting his blind side, so I put Charlie Warner over there as much as possible. And if I'm Penix, I like that. Like, keep Charlie over there.
You need to get stuff together, man.
Is that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe because I played the position, and I understand this dude had way more talent. I was athletic as tight end. But he had more gifts. But, dude, I had this thing. I mean, they call that, you know that?
I think they call it toughness.
I don't see it.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
I don't see it.
I don't know if that a week-to-week thing or is that an off-season thing?
No, that's in you.
Yeah, no. That thing. It's either in there or it isn't. Can you go see like a shaman?
I don't even know what a shaman is.
It's like a spiritual healer.
Jesus can't help this? Jesus can't.
You telling me Jesus can't hit a curveball?
No, Jesus can't help.
Christ can't hit a curveball? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle Part 2. Everything else that happened in the league throughout the week, there was a million games. They played on Saturday. Shout out to the Cowboys for helping out the Falcons last night as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Victory Monday. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So not only did the Falcons win yesterday over the Giants, 34-7, which they needed to do, and it was nice to see them do it in convincing fashion over a very bad football team. I mean, they played the two worst football teams in the NFL in 6 days.
Yes.
And they limped to a victory over them on Monday. And then it kind of looked like it was headed that direction early, and then they blew the hell out of the Giants in the second and third quarters and ended up winning very comfortably, which was nice. Now they travel. By the way, nice flex by the schedule makers in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Falcons, Commanders, when we were sitting in Vegas, we're like, why?
Why are they flexing?
Everybody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Now you got Michael Penix, who coming off of his debut played well, going up against Jaden Daniels, who just threw 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Eagles, snapped their win streak.
Mm-hmm.
And you got two good young quarterbacks playing with all kinds of playoff implications on the line on Sunday Night Football.
It's going to be cool, man. It's going to be cool. NFL,
they couldn't have predicted it would go that well.
Not predicted it. These two young quarterbacks going back, and it's crazy because I thought about this morning. You look at the rookies playing this year. All the good ones are the good ones that played the longest in college.
It's true.
Bo Nix.
Yep.
Caleb. Yep. I'm not Caleb, but
Daniels.
Daniels. Yep. And then,
Caleb played pretty good yesterday.
Caleb was okay.
Yeah.
Caleb was okay.
Caleb for a lot of yards.
Caleb,
late.
He's a frustrating dude, but that's a frustrating organization.
It's a frustrating team.
It's a frustrating organization, man.
They were getting
And I'm just going to tell you something right now. The Lions are the most disrespectful ass offense. Why would you do that?
Against them.
Against them.
Because now you just wasted it. Like, you can't do that again.
Yes, you just wasted a wonderful, outstanding play.
If you didn't see it, because we're probably not going to talk that much about that game. The Lions ran like a fake stumble play.
Yes.
Where Goff like pretended like he tripped.
All the linemen were saying fumble.
Right. And Jahmyr Gibbs took a dive like he was going for the football.
Yes.
So obviously all the guys on the Bears defense thought the ball was out.
Yes.
And apparently, I was listening to Goff's postgame. He was like, Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, earlier in the week asked him if he could fumble on purpose.
Right.
And Goff was like, well, I don't think I should do that.
Right.
Like, that's too dicey.
Right.
He was like, all right, pretend to fumble and stumble. And then we'll do. And they did. And it executed. He hits LaPorta for a touchdown.
Unbelievable. It's disrespectful.
That's like on the line, though, right? Like almost like the hidden ball trick in baseball.
Like throwing the ball to offensive tackles when you're up by 20 points.
Right.
It's just disrespect. They got disrespectful as offense.
You don't got to do the fake stumble touchdown play against the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears are 4-11.
Yeah, man.
But they sure did it. And when they did it, too, I was like, oh, that's crazy. He almost fell down. And then they're talking about it on the broadcast, and I was like, oh, they did that on purpose? What a bunch of jerks. They got something every single week that's just totally, like you said, disrespectful to the opponent. And then, I mean, it's them and the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs did the ring around the rosy huddle against the Raiders. I guess when you got it like that.
Do it.
You got it like that. So those two games on Saturday as well. Patrick Mahomes ran for 15-yard touchdown. He looked great, even though he was banged up.
Yes.
Tank Dell got injured again.
Oh,
another season-ending injury for Tank Dell, which you hate to see. They were they were distraught.
Yes,
like the team.
And Andy, I mean, you know, whenever you see a teammate down like that, and a beloved teammate, you could tell he's beloved by his teammates, and then have them have to bring the stretcher and then the ambulance, that emotional hits you. I'm not gonna lie. I've had teammates that that's happened to, and it hurts you. It does. But damn, you got all right. You got and somebody got to go grab him. Hey, I understand. We feel for this boy.
Right.
But don't. Game we got to go play.
Well, because you got to think about the situation, yes. Right? Tank Dell and the play he got hurt.
Great. Caught touchdown.
Touchdown. And that put him in the lead.
Yeah.
Like, so you got to, I mean, and they didn't score again. I think they had a field goal in the fourth quarter. But after that, Chiefs went down and won the game. Here is CJ Stroud after the game on Tank Dell.
It's not easy, you know what I'm saying?
No,
but
it's not.
After that, you know, I try to use it as motivation. It's not easy to, you know, just let it go, you know, especially that's my best friend, you know what I mean? So not easy to move on and just keep playing, but I try to do as best as I could. And my up, you know, Joe helped me up, you know, so I appreciate those guys just talking to me because, you know, I was going through it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's his boy. You love this brother right here, man, but we still got a job to do. And Tank will tell you that too, dog. Yeah, y'all hurt for me after the game.
Yeah, go win.
Go win the game.
Yeah.
Go win the football game.
I guess it didn't put them in the lead. They were down 17-16 at the time.
That was a hell of a grab.
They were right in
like that. I feel so bad for that kid, man. Because
second year in a row.
Yeah, and that's you just hate it for him. I had a rough incident his offseason and everything, too. So, yeah, dislocated knee. Not the end of the world, but hopefully it's something that he'll get back from, man. Because I hate it. I hate when you see that.
There's not many more, like, regular season things that Lamar Jackson can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, multiple MVPs, million touchdowns, all that. Now his resume just needs the postseason stuff.
Yes.
But the one thing he hadn't really done is play great against the Steelers. Played great against the Steelers on Saturday. Here's some of it.
Second down and 6 from the Pittsburgh 7. Lamar from the shotgun takes the snap. Looking left, fires over the middle. Touchdown, Ravens! Mark Andrews, his first career touchdown against the Steelers, and it puts the Ravens back in front.
I didn't realize that. That's the first time Lamar's played Pittsburgh in Baltimore, because every other time they played him there, he's been banged up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First home game against the Steelers. Three touchdowns.
He was great. Russell.
Ran the ball great.
Russell, get your ass down. Russell running the ball like it's second year Russell. That dude came and knocked. Bow! Yep. But, I mean, the pick that Lamar threw, that was just a miscommunication because Lamar was throwing a man read, the receiver ran a zone read, and then Russell comes right back and throws a Humphreys, game over.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they did was they gave that big boy in the backfield with double deuces on.
Yeah. 24 carries, $162.
Yeah.
Just
get to him.
Feed the beast.
Get to him.
It's a good combo, man. It's a good combo. Those two guys. But, yeah, nice win for the Ravens. Needed to beat the Steelers, and they did. All right. Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdowns yesterday. 2 of them were to a name we're familiar with.
First to 10 at midfield. Jaden, the throw again. Has to run away for pressure. Lobs one up. Wide open. Down the sideline goes Zacchaeus. Gets out of one tackle. And a second! He's going in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! But there are 3 flags in 3 different parts of the field!
Okay, I'm going to hold off before I say anything. I don't know who these penalties are.
On the field. Oh, yeah. Man. That penalty is the time. Yeah. The player is the touchdown.
All right.
To be as young as he is.
Guys are fired up.
To be as young as Jaden is, because he was trying to catch him off guard. He was trying to catch him on the field, which he did.
He did.
Great job by Zacchaeus. 2 touchdowns. Did you know James Crowder played for Washington?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Trust me, I don't catch touchdown. Like, damn, this dude's on the field.
2 touchdowns.
He got 2 tugs.
Well, Jameson Williams had a touchdown yesterday, too. Good day for dudes named Jameson.
Yeah, that was a hell of a play you made, too. But I
drank quite a bit of Jameson yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But I think that, I think the Eagle, because you lose your starting quarterback 11 plays into the game.
Yeah.
You know, and then
was a weird deal, too.
I mean, he slid his head.
But he wanted to go back in.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't coming off the field. They went and looked at him. He was ready to go back in. Right. They're like, no, man.
Yeah, go.
You got a concussion. Get out of here.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett stinks. But he did keep in the game. He made some plays. But, I mean, Devontae Smith catches that ball, that's a game.
It's game.
But he drops it. Good Washington credit. They went down and did. And, you know, he got a new uniform on, but still grabs like a little, you know what?
Oh, Marshawn Lattimore?
Dude. He was mugging AJ the whole game.
That's what he just is like. You can't call all of them.
You can't call all of them.
That, he's got the Richard Sherman. Now, not to say because Sherman was very good also, but like that's what he would do.
Yeah.
Just you can't. You're not going to call everyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to drape all over you, and I'm going to probably pick one too.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be on you.
Yeah. Nah.
But I mean, yeah, AJ still went 8 for 97 and a touchdown too.
Yeah.
That was a tough day at work though.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Because Marshawn, he's going to make you earn it.
Yeah.
He's going to make you daggone earn it. Dude's good. Really good football player.
He is.
He's a little grabby. Good grabby.
And now, again, nice win for the Commanders. Came down to the wire, but they got it. Now the Eagles are in a tough spot. Probably not going to be able to get that number one overall seed in the NFC,
right,
which maybe benefits them. Maybe now, because they're not going to be in it in Week 18, they can just sit guys and have that little mini bye headed into the playoffs.
I think the biggest thing for them now is they want to see, you know, I think people still talk about Saquon, see if he can get Edie's record.
Yeah, because he's not quite on track, but close.
Yeah. So I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
He took a long one to the house yesterday, too.
Yes,
he's so good. All right. What else we got? Oh, yeah. Joe Burrow threw a Superman touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Completely outrageous, and then talked about it after the game.
Have you ever thrown a touchdown pass falling flat in your face?
That one was crazy. No, I have not.
But he did.
My brother sent me a picture of it after the game. I might have to post that one.
I mean, it looked like you were even amazed when you get up.
I was parallel. I don't know how I threw it, but that one was pretty cool.
It was a very cool touchdown throw. They won, and they stay alive.
Yep. They're
barely, but they're alive.
Yep. Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it is, like that dude in the playoffs?
You don't want any part of that.
That dude right there in the playoffs?
He doesn't care. Obviously, they'd have to come to your house.
Yes.
He does not care. You can score 40 on him.
Yeah.
You can.
I know.
Everybody does. You can score for not the Browns. The Browns put 6 on him yesterday. But you can score on him.
Yeah.
But they're going to score 40 on you, too.
Yeah, man. That guy right there?
And the way it would sync up right now, because the Chiefs just keep winning. They're 14-1. If they snuck into that 7 spot, Bills, Bengals, first round of the playoffs, in Buffalo, I'm making sure I'm in front of the TV for that one.
Yeah, man.
That's a fun football game if they play against each other in the playoffs. What else?
Jets
lost again.
Jets lost again.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, pretty fun. Yeah, see him
hey,
over there.
Bryce Young's playing pretty good.
Dude, he is playing a lot better. I know he had a rough game the previous game because he fumbled so many damn balls. But for them to come down and Kyler Murray was fighting. And I mean, because their season was on the line also. They lost their eye to the playoffs. Kyler was battling out there. But, yeah, for James Conner walk-off touchdown and Bryce Young, I mean, he's just putting the ball where he needs to put, man. And hopefully that he continues to do that because I really want this kid to do well. My favorite one of the day was Jonathan Taylor's touchdown run.
Oh, yeah.
And then he runs through the end zone
through
the back with the ball covered up like that.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
It's good. Like, that's a funny way to respond to it. The best way to respond to that is 29 carries, 218 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Which is what he put on the board yesterday.
Yes.
And a nice win The Titans suck, but they won the game. So 38-30 win. The Colts got over the Titans. Sam Darnold continues to be really, really good. And Geno Smith continues to turn the ball over in just the absolute worst
ways. Just worst ways.
Like, he plays so good, and then he turns the ball over at the worst time.
You're like, Geno!
That throw that Sam Darnold made to Justin Jefferson
was
to win
sick.
That game was incredible.
Sick.
And then again, shout out to the Cowboys and Deron Bland for coming up with the turnover late. When Baker escaped that sack and got the ball out to Rashad White, I was like, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. You want to hear it? Sure.
Man rush. Here's Lewis. Sacked it. He's not down yet. And he somehow threw it to White, who caught it. And then Hooker takes him down. And Bland comes away with the ball. But
he's got it. He's got it.
No,
Bland's got it.
Oh, Bland comes away with the ball. Jordan Lewis on a blitz had what I thought was a sure sack. But Mayfield would not go down. Deron Bland came in and stripped the ball out.
I mean, the ball security was awful, first of all.
Awful.
Awful.
Well, before he did that, he's running with holding it out
was
like that.
Awful. Yeah. Ball security was awful. But, shout out to the team that plays in Dallas.
Well done.
Well done.
Needed it.
Yeah.
And the craziest, they found out, like, right before the game that not that they were going to, but their playoff hopes were officially
over.
And
that's the thing about it was.
And they still went out and played like that.
Micah was sick.
Yeah.
CD barely played in the second half. I mean, there were so many things where I've been in a situation where you learn before you play a game that your season is, I mean, not over because you still got a game, but you're not going to the playoffs. And for them to go out there and fight the way they did, I saw old Ezekiel Elliott sighting.
Yeah.
And Cooper Rush played pretty damn good.
He played pretty good.
Cooper Rush played pretty
good.
Cooper Rush played pretty damn good.
Thank you. And just like that, The Falcons are back in first place.
Yes, they just showed the graph up there on the TV. They're the four seed.
Four seed.
Yep.
Hey, man. Details, schmetails. Falcons are the four seed.
That too.
They're in there.
Details, schmetails.
They went out. They're in the playoffs.
Yes. Why can't they? Now, this is a big one coming up. They got, they're on the field today. They're on tomorrow. He gave them Christmas Day off, which is weird. But then you got
Normally you would practice on Christmas?
Yeah, afternoon.
Huh. All right.
It was on like a work week?
Especially when the playoffs are on the line?
Yeah.
All right.
We would.
Yes. All right.
But they did. They normally
haven't walked through on Wednesdays anyway.
They haven't walked through on Wednesdays anyway. That's what I was going to say. They went out and played pretty good. So.
All right. Whatever, man. Whatever. They're back in it. Penix is a quarterback. Everything's great. Sky's the limit. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. What a difference a week makes in terms of the vibes surrounding this football team. Would love to know what you thought of Penix's debut. Would love to know where you're at just in general with the Falcons right now. Would love to talk to Falcons fans next. 404-726-0929. We'll take calls after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boop, boop, yeah, triple double my ass. Got on a damn long sleeve black fleece and some black jeans on in California in the summertime.
Yeah. Also, impossible.
Yes.
Unless you're playing at 35.
Yeah.
Well, who plays pickup at 35?
Yeah, whatever.
You played at 21 or 11 by ones.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't have double digits in scoring and assists in pickup.
No.
It's impossible.
He don't understand.
It's impossible. Lies.
Yeah.
That's what he gets for talking bad about the Sonics in that song,
yeah,
though.
Man.
That's what he gets.
Black ones, black jeans, and a black fleece.
Also, like,
in the middle of summer.
There was no bacon with your breakfast, and you're bragging about it. So, off to a bad start.
The breakfast with no hog.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
The hell wrong with you? What the hell did you eat? Chicken sausage?
Yeah, what'd you have? What was it?
Chicken sausage?
Speaking of breakfast.
Turkey bacon?
Speaking of breakfast.
Yes, I said something about turkey bacon. You can eat like it if you want to, but I'm still clown turkey bacon.
Yeah, just get real bacon.
Yeah, just get some real bacon.
And go on a walk.
Yes, yes.
Don't go to breakfast in Manhattan.
It's expensive.
That would be my advice.
They got bagel shops everywhere.
Yeah, right. Do that. Yeah. Like, find a, I mean, yeah, and there's all kinds of stuff that, like, but, like, don't go specifically to the hotel that we stayed at's restaurant for breakfast.
Mm-mm.
Guess how much money they were charging for an egg? Just one egg. Like, if you wanted an extra egg on the side of your breakfast.
Probably $10.
$8.
Yep.
For an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Bet it was just a regular egg.
Anyway, you want it.
I don't think that was a dinosaur egg or some sort of rare egg. It was just a scrambled chicken egg.
$8? Eggs are scarce.
Now, luckily, yeah, I know they're hard to find.
They're hard to find.
And then if you got a deal, if you got two, it was $14. It's like, we sat down and we were like, "What? You want to just go?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I want some coffee." The waiter was like, "Oh, you're not hungry?" I was like, "No, I'm very hungry.
Yeah,
I'm starving for breakfast.
Yeah,
but I'm not paying.
I paid $14 for an egg.
$72 for an omelet.
Yeah,
so we're good.
I'm telling you, man, they be taxing in them hotels. That's why I said if you can walk to a breakfast spot in those places, go to a breakfast spot.
Yeah,
breakfast
just go. Like, don't even just get on the train and go all the way somewhere else.
Yeah,
because that part, because we were stayed right by Times Square, because that's where the theater was and all that, and. It was cool to see some of it, but after a little while, I was like, all right, that's enough people. It's enough people. Mm-hmm. Too many people. It's enough people. A lot of little kids trying to be influencers.
Yeah, everybody
walking around with, like, what's you got, like, the stick thing for your phone?
How about you sit your ass down?
Welcome back to the Thanks for Coming live stream.
Ain't nobody watching your stream,
no one's watching your live stream.
Nobody.
Tim, turn it off.
So damn annoying.
Turn it off. Yes, very annoying.
So damn annoying.
I wanted to get in the back and just, anyway. All right, let's get out of the phone lines. Falcons fans, I would imagine, are in a much better mood today than they were last Tuesday when we were taking calls talking about the win over the Raiders. Falcons beat the hell out of the Giants yesterday. Penix makes his debut. We'll start with Marlo, who's in Dallas. Hey, Marlo.
What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what up, man? We got you.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm a military brat like Randy.
My man.
And I just want to let y'all know, man. Look here, Randy. When you tell them about that thugism and gangsterism overseas, they be acting like they were like, hey, I'm trying to tell you, Randy ain't lying now. It was real. Tell them, Randy.
That way,
man, look. Hey, I'm telling you that, but look, hey, man, what we got to do, man, to keep that Jaden Daniels off the field, we got to just pound the ball, man, take up the time, you know what I mean? And I'm really happy with the poise that the young man, you know, showed in the game. And it just didn't seem like the lights was too big for him. And I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Love the show, guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
Merry Christmas,
here.
Marlo.
I'm always listening here, man.
Appreciate it. He might have been part of the good luck out in Dallas for the Cowboys to beat the Bucks last night. We appreciate it.
Was he in Dallas, Georgia, or Dallas, Texas?
It said Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas? Oh, okay, cool, man.
It said Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that because you know how people doubt. No, already from Dallas, Georgia. My bad.
Also a major city.
Yes. We know it's a metropolitan.
It's a metropolis.
Yeah.
We love it out there. Probably a lot of people in Dallas, Georgia listening right now.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Run the ball well.
Run that ball.
Yeah.
How many carries they have, Andy?
How many carries did who have?
The Falcons.
I believe 38.
Because we said 30 plus. I think we said
38 if you include the four that Penix had. Kind of
we said
30
plus
so
runs.
About 35.
Yeah, we said 30 plus runs. Okay.
Yeah. 22 for Bijan, 11 for Algier. They had that one kind of end around for Ray Ray. Mm-hmm. And then Penix, look, I mean, he did hold it a little long a couple times, but he also did scramble out and get those 5 yards that one time either. Get down.
Get down.
That slide wasn't pretty.
Yep.
And I, you know,
get down.
Different defense, maybe a team that's got a little bit more to play for.
Might splatter your
might
ass.
Hit you. And you're one hit away from Kirk Cousins being right back in the game. And doesn't seem like anybody wants that because we learned Friday, not only is it over, but they're going to cut him.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's the backup until the season's over, but that's that. Robbie is in Atlanta. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Good. Thank. I just want to say a couple quick things. Watching that game last night, CeeDee Lamb got eliminated. This guy's shoulder gets separated, smashed, and comes back in the game and balls out. And then you see efforts like Kyle Pitts yesterday, and his teammate Drake London is the one making the tackle and fighting for his guys.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more out of that, out of eight, like we saw out of Dallas and CeeDee Lamb last night. We're going to need all 22 guys, offense, defense, with some effort and some fight like Drake London this week. And I'm stoked for the opportunity. Let's win two and let's rise up for a home playoff game, baby.
My God.
Thank you, Robbie.
Appreciate it, Robbie.
That's where I expected the energy to be at right there.
Appreciate it, Robbie.
Look, we've talked about it, obviously, today. We've been talking about it for weeks, for years, actually. I don't know if anyone would expect it to change at this point.
I think Kyle has too much ability not to be good. I'm not talking about great. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about all-time great. I'm talking about good. Just natural God-given ability. And we had fun at Jesus game. No, this dude has all the physical, but it ain't the physical tools is not the reason he's not playing. There's something else. And my granddad always told me, hey, you don't call a man soft unless you know him. I don't know him, so I ain't going to call him that. But something going on. Something going on.
And, I don't need to psychoanalyze him to say that.
Watch him play.
Watch him play.
Watch him play.
And don't expect more.
Yep.
Like, I don't expect more. Like, one for seven from Kyle Pitts is about what it is now. Like, not the starter anymore. They don't throw it to him. You see why, because of what happened yesterday. And, I mean, if they already didn't have trust in him, which clearly they don't, they lost more yesterday. Like, Michael Penix isn't trying to throw it to Kyle Pitts after that.
No.
Do it to him once, and he handed the ball to the other team.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Right there. It was a disaster.
Yeah. So, again, you gotta analyze what you've seen,
mm-hmm.
not what you hope for, mm-hmm. not what you wanted, mm-hmm. not what his draft position was.
You're past that.
You have to analyze what you've seen.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He's a backup tight end.
He's a
backup tight end.
That's what it is. That's unimportant. Like the Falcons have a lot going for him without him being a part of it.
Yes.
They're 8-7 without him doing a whole lot this season. And yesterday wasn't a part of it at all. They scored 34 points. Obviously, two of those were defensive touchdowns. But I mean, Penix had a great game yesterday and only threw the ball to Pitts once. One time he threw it to him was the one interception that he had. So Ronald is in Stockbridge. What's up, Ronald?
Hey, how you doing? I listen to 929 all the time. I listen to you all the time. Every time I'm riding, I listen to y'all. Hey, I'm going to ask a question. I know going to this game Sunday, can we probably have a better idea since if Tampa lose to Carolina and then we win, don't we clinch? We'll be able to clinch Sunday night?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. But, I'm pretty sure it would be over.
Yeah, because then the Bucs would be 8-8, right, at that point.
Yes.
And that'd be another loss in the division.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. And one more thing also. And also, I know Thursday, Thursday Seattle and Bears play. So if Seattle lose, then Washington will just clinch. They'll already be clinched going to that game.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the scenarios.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
You came up with a scenario.
I'm trying to see. Okay.
All right. We'll get to the bottom tomorrow in the NFL No Huddle. We'll do as many playoff scenarios as we can. Sorry. I didn't have that off top. Chew is Indicator. What's up, Chew?
Hey, how y'all doing? I listen to your show every day.
Favorite show of the day, actually.
I got two questions. Do y'all think Falcons bring back Judah and or Grady Jarrett next year?
Interesting.
And one more statement. Did we not say history yesterday with a black GM head coach and quarterback?
Oh.
I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
That's a good question, too. I don't.
That's a good question.
Know. Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to think because how many black GMs are there?
Not many. And I'm just thinking, like, obviously the Ravens, but the coach has been John Harbaugh forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible.
It is possible. And what was the first one?
Judon and Grady.
Judon, no.
I don't think so. Although he's been playing a little bit better, and the number's probably not going to be crazy.
Yeah, so it's a possibility.
So I don't know.
Yeah, and the Grady thing, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we've been kind of talking about that off and on throughout the season. I really don't know. I hope so, but it might have to be a restructure.
Yes, it's definitely going
to
happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're going to have to do a lot to that defensive line, although they've been playing better. Again, 3 sacks again yesterday, sacks that changed the game, and obviously ended up with a pick 6 on one of the quarterback pressures as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's a number one priority this offseason is to get that defensive line.
But I like when Judon does, because I just love his celebration. I love his celebration.
What even is that?
I don't know. No, the one where he wiping his snot off his nose.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I love his celebration.
When he got in the end zone yesterday, he did not know what to do.
Oh, no. He was like, what am I going to do? Yeah. What am I going to do? Oh,
because Jesse did the Deion dance. Yeah, like, that was good.
He did.
We like that. But, yeah, I don't. Judon's never been in the end zone before. Do we have time for one more? Coleman is in Winder. Hey, Coleman.
Hey, how you doing? Can I switch it up real quick? Because I know we're Falcons. I love the Falcons too, but I can't tell y'all something real fast.
Depends on what it is, Coleman. What is it?
Well, okay, it's about basketball. So about the Bulldogs basketball. So
never mind. Coleman.
Now shout out
because Jacob Wilkins.
Shout out to them. They're 11-1.
They're doing well. Coleman.
We're not just talking about whatever. We're taking Falcons calls. Now we got to stop with Devin and end with Devin in Kansas City.
Coleman.
Hey, listen, I know everybody want to hop on the Kyle Pitts train and down him.
You the main one. What you talking about, Devin?
And I ain't about to let you down either, Randy. Get that bum ass off the team. I'm so sick of that clown. Big soft ass for no reason. But anyway, my bad. I call because I know things look great. And I'm not even going to harp on that. I know y'all going to talk about that. That boy Bijan is special.
Yeah,
I got to give a shout out. I got to give a shout out to that pass rush, too, because we jumped on them like we did Kyle Pitts. But these last few games, they've been showing out. If we could take those two on the road, we'll be just fine.
Yeah, Devin, I appreciate it. That's a great point. And look, we've been on the pass rush for good reason.
Yes.
They had 10 sacks
through
more than half the season. They were last by a million. That's 5-4-4-3 since the bye. And Arnold Ebiketie.
Though he's been in that corner, boy.
Having a nice second half of the season.
He is bending that corner.
I saw a number, I think since week 10, he's second in the NFL in sacks behind TJ Watt.
He is bending the corner.
Nice to see.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hey, Coleman, call back in the AMA.
You can do that in the AMA.
All right.
But shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs basketball team.
Yeah,
they're 11-1.
Yeah.
They're playing good. Best record this far into the year or going into the holiday, whatever, since like the 90s or something like that. I know Wilkins' son's on the team.
Yes.
Dominique's son's on the team, so that's cool.
Yeah, man. I saw that this morning. I was like, hey, look at them damn basketball dogs.
Hawks got toasted yesterday. Trey didn't play. Neither did Ja. But they got smoked yesterday.
I think the worst beat the worst. Hold on. I'll talk about another hat on the other side. On the other side.
What is the topic?
Tiger's boy.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
We can talk about that.
Oh, Charlie.
That was fun.
Oh, Charlie.
All right. We'll come back and spend an hour talking about Tiger Woods' son. Now we'll talk about it for a minute. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Some college football, obviously, and AMA to wrap things up. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.